Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's revisit the problem we were having on Friday. One Burt Show listener was all in her head thinking that, hey, I just found out that my boyfriend was attracted to my twin sister first, and now I'm starting to have all sorts of feelings about it.
Oh, this was so good. So this chick, she meets this guy. They've been dating for like a month, and everything's been going pretty well until she heard from a friend, hey, by the way, the guy that you're dating actually was interested in your sister first. They met a couple months ago, and he was actually down about her. And so now she's like, oh my gosh, should I talk to my new kind of boyfriend about this? How do I even go about that? Do I say something? Should I feel weird? And we were all like, well, okay, well, you're twins. You look exactly alike. What's the problem here? So now we've got the update on how she handled it.
All right, so here's the email update. And if you have something going on in your life you want to share with us, hit us up at theburtshow.com. All right, as you suggested, I did talk to him about it. Oh, and we had a good talk. He seemed surprised when I brought it up and told me he's with me because he likes me, not because I'm a twin copy of my sister. He did admit that at first my looks, which remind him of my sister, duh, they're twins, caught his attention. But he got to know me and like me for me. He said he's glad it's me he's dating, not her. I probably should have left it at that. Yeah, you probably should have. But then I asked if he thinks he would currently be dating my sister if she hadn't had a boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Had to go in. He very casually said, probably. But she has a boyfriend and I'm dating you. So why does this all matter? That's an unfair question.
Why does it matter?
No, it's an unfair question to say, well, if you weren't dating me and she was single, would you be dating her? He would have shot a shot.
Well, yeah, but it's also he could have just so easily been like, no, you're the only one for me. You have the personality that I connect with the most. Instead, he gave the dumb boy answer of probably.
Yeah, the honest one.
It's one of those questions where we all know what the real answer is,
yes.
but you don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
So who's at fault? The one that asks or the one that answers honestly?
The one that answers, obviously.
The one that asked.
So she says, I don't know why it matters, but it does matter to me, and I can't shake it. I guess it doesn't make me feel very special, she says. He admits he was physically attracted to my sister, and while that means he is also physically attracted to me, it makes me feel like I'm sharing in his attraction with her. This is so unfair. you guys are identical. Of course.
It makes sense, yeah.
The fact that he also seemed to think he'd be dating her if she had been available makes me think that he also liked her personality enough to where he assumes he'd still be dating her. That's not what he said. It feels very much like he'd be fine with either one of us and that I'm nothing special. I don't know. Am I being crazy? Anyone understand how I feel?
I don't blame her, because here's the thing. She asked a question and he gave the wrong answer, because it could have been a very easy deflection like, no, you're the only one for me. So honestly, like, I don't really blame her. And here's why. So if you're not feeling special, period, it's not just this one situation that's probably making you feel that way. I feel like this is just sort of a lightning rod for maybe a way that she's been feeling about this guy, because it's only been a month. It's not like they've been dating for like 6 years and now she's just finding this out. I think he probably doesn't speak her love language, whatever that is. And this is just kind of what she's attaching those feelings to.
as a guy who has quite a few set of twins in his family, I feel like they all have these stories. And they become funny stories the older you get. Now, I do kind of understand where she's coming from, but I would only feel this way if we were just sisters or if we were just brothers. But if we're twins, I mean, of course, the person that is attracted to you is going to be attracted to your sister. Y'all look just alike. Now, and even personality-wise, they're usually similar. So I don't think it's such as big of a deal as she's making it.
Yeah, I mean, of course he would have shot his shot. Maybe they would have just hung out two times, though, right? And he would have realized, like, oh, I don't really like her personality. We're never going to know that. But it's obvious that if you guys look alike, he's going to shoot a shot with her.
It almost feels like it's perspective, because you could look at it like it's destiny. He was attracted to you. He'd be attracted to either one, they look alike. Yep. But at the end of the day, the sister was taken, so that led him to talk to the other sister, in which now, obviously, he's happy it worked out that way. So she's choosing to look at it in a way where she's not seeing it for what it could be worth.
That makes too much sense, though.
Okay,
see,
you're right.
If I'm a twin, everything you're doing, you're sharing everything. You share clothes when you grow up, and you're probably sharing friend groups when you grow up. And so now it probably feels like she's sharing her boyfriend in some way, so I don't blame her at all.
One question too, Manny, man. He must have been in a panic. Do I answer this honestly? Do I lie? I'm going with honesty.
Wrong answer.
You should have lied.
All right, Cassie, we have a couple of seconds here. What is going on with Twitter now? Elon Musk over the weekend said rebrand.
Yeah, it's being rebranded as X. And if you go to twitter.com right now, you will see the X. They're getting rid of the iconic bluebird logo. If you go to x.com, it will also reroute you to twitter.com. And Elon has loved X for a long time. Originally, when he started his online bank, which later merged and became PayPal, he originally named it X. He has a child with the name X in it. There's the Tesla Model X, SpaceX. So that has very much been a thing for him. He is looking to rebrand Twitter as sort of the everything app. So if you're familiar with WhatsApp at all, it's owned by Facebook. In other countries, it's really used daily as messaging. Like outside the U.S., WhatsApp is huge. They make payments through it. People pay rent. They can pay tickets and fines. They talk to each other. They video chat. And his goal is to make Twitter into that sort of for the U.S. So he has rebranded it X. And listener and people who tweet will become viewers instead of tweeters or whatever. And so prepare for that. But it's kind of the end of an era.
But it's the same crappy attitude, right?
Same
brand.
Yeah, exactly the same platform. Okay. No other changes have been made, minus bye-bye, Bluebird.
Okay.
The Bird Show.